Kathy and Steve joining us from North Carolina. You guys have a date with someone named Irene, I gather, eh?
Yes, we do.
Kathy Pettit is the owner of Hatteras Water Sports in Salvo, North Carolina, and Stephen Long is the owner of the Golden Sands Motel, Carolina Beach, North Carolina. Both expect to have an encounter with Hurricane Irene, which is now a Category 2 storm, but could strengthen, is actually predicted to strengthen to as much as a Category 4. Kathy Pettit, what sorts of precautions are you taking at this point?
At this point, it's kind of like a wait and see, but we've done little things. Our house is up about 7 to 8 feet off the ground, and that's where we usually have all of our tools and stuff. It's like our garage. So we've just started to clean up and, you know, hang things from the ceiling and get ready to bring things up into the house. The major thing would be our jet skis and kayaks that we rent. We will pretty much stay open until they do a mandatory evacuation, and then we'll probably switch our focus on taking the kayaks first, and the jet skis will be last because they're, you know, the hardest to bring in. And we're just going to see day by day what this thing's going to happen and if it's going to stay offshore or not.
It's a Kathy Pettit of Hatteras Water Sports on the Outer Banks. But Stephen Long, it's not jet skis and kayaks for you. It's actual people at the Golden Sands Motel. You still have guests?
We do have a few left.
And are you advising people with reservations to stay away?
Well, the ones that are calling, we're just telling them to give us a call back in the morning when we, you know, on Thursday morning, to see kind of where we're going to stand. Right now, it looks, you know, we're on the southern tip of North Carolina, and things are looking a little better for us. It looks like it's moving a little more eastward, maybe heading toward the Outer Banks, but we're just kind of a wait and see at this time.
All right, well, Stephen, good luck to you. Stephen Long is the owner of the Golden Sands Motel, waiting and seeing there as Irene comes ashore somewhere along that coast. Kathy Pettit, before we go, when was the last time you had to deal with these kinds of precautions? So we've actually been pretty lucky for the last few years, hurricane-wise.
It has. Last year, we had a tropical storm, and unfortunately, it hurt, I think, everybody's business because it happened the very end of August, like this one is. But it's been really some time that we've had something of this category coming through. And, you know, as the models are showing, I guess over the next 2 days, I'm really hoping it's just going to keep pushing it offshore. We still have to worry about Soundside flooding on this side. And that's typical what we'll probably still get. And then beach erosion, of course. But the best scenario is that they just stay offshore. But everybody is pretty much taking heed. They'll take their precautions. You know, they'll get the food and everything. We've already done that, and gas in their cars. But it typically for our locals around here and businesses, we always just, it's like a day-to-day kind of thing. You do the minimum, and then as it gets closer, figuring out where it's going to go.
Kathy, before we go, how do you go from worrying about the business to worrying about your life? Do you have a threshold? Is there a tree that bends to the ground that you'll go, all right, I'm out of here?
Yeah, if the path was the same as yesterday, yeah, that would be an indication of maybe we might leave. My husband usually never leaves. We have 2 children. They'll probably leave on Friday and go with a friend up to my parents, depending on what this is doing in the next 2 days.
All right. Well, Kathy, I hope that husband of yours isn't too macho if things get crazy. Kathy Pettit, thanks so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Kathy Pettit is the owner of Hatteras Water Sports in Salvo, North Carolina, preparing for Irene.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.